All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I am your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm here with you from the Borough of Queens. It is the 14th day of June, 2022. Before I talk more about today's show, I'd like to remind you, publish a newsletter called Jay Taylor's Gold, Energy, and Tech Stocks. And you can sign up for that letter by going to miningstocks.com or call our office here in New York at 718-457-1426. I'd like to also let you know about Chen Lin, his letter, What is Chen Buying, What is Chen Selling, chenpicks.com. If you have an interest in biotech stocks, I would suggest you might want to take a look at what Chen is doing. Has had an incredible track record in the biotech sector. Want to thank each of you for listening to the show, making it one of the more popular shows in the Voice America Business Channel, and also encourage you to send along whatever comments you have about this show to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com. Also want to thank our sponsors for making this show economically viable. Our sponsors for today, Irving Resources, Noble Resources, El Oro Resources, Core Assets Corp, SK Mining, Timberline Resources, Lion One Metals, and Reyna Gold Corp. I've titled today's show, Are We Nearing a Crack-Up Boom? Alistair McLeod, John Rubino, and Quentin Henning are today's guests. Recently, Doug Nolan, the portfolio manager for the McIlvany Management Tactical Short Fund, wrote the following. He said, and I quote, "History suggests today's festering issue in credit, derivatives, and structured finance will prove woefully worse than anyone today appreciates. And there is little policymakers can do to remedy the situation. The cycle has changed. The amount of stimulus necessary to one more time resuscitate bubble dynamics would risk hyperinflation," end of quote. But what needs to be understood is that inflation is not rising prices, but rather it is diminishing the purchasing power of the currency and bank deposits. In a world awash with currencies and bank deposits, the real concern is the increasing desire of economic actors to reduce these balances in favor of an increase in their ownership of physical assets and goods. Alistair McLeod recently noted that, and I quote, "As the crisis unfolds, we can expect increasing numbers of the public to attempt to reduce their cash and bank deposits with catastrophic consequences for their currency's purchasing power. The most logical physical money asset to flee to is gold, because that monetary metal is widely accepted and it provides portability of wealth," end of quote. In the second half of today's show, Alistair will help us understand what our policymakers do not understand, and that is how America has arrived at this horrific financial state of affairs and how you can best prepare for the massive difficulties that lie ahead. And while physical possession of gold is a starting point, another possible enriching asset to own is equity in companies that produce gold, a universally accepted monetary metal. And Quentin Henning will update us on one company that appears to be on the cusp of a gigantic high-grade gold deposit, that is the Tuvalu gold deposit in Fiji. Lion One Mining is doing a great job of moving that towards showing us a major high-grade gold deposit, but is actually moving concretely towards production, and they do have the people to pull it off. They have a very experienced producing team that's there. A very exciting story, so Quentin Henning will be with us right after the first commercial break to give us an update on that. But right now, I'm happy to tell you that John Rubino, the founder of the popular financial website, DollarCollapse.com, is with me to share some of his thoughts on these tumultuous markets. Thank you so much for joining me, John.
Hey, Jay, good to be back. And our timing is pretty good, given what happened yesterday. Yeah.
Wow. Yes, tumultuous, I would say. I guess people are pretty unnerved by what's going on. It'd be crazy not to be, I suppose, because, you know, what the things we used to believe are, you know, at least many people in the markets believed, are turning out not to be what they expected. I mean, who would have thought? Well, there are people that would have thought, but most people would never have dreamed of, what do we have, 8%, 8.7% inflation rate, 8.6%, something like that, on the CPI. So where does this go, John? I mean, how much higher can inflation go, and can the Fed get out ahead of it?
Well, that's really the big question. You know, what can the Fed do about this, if anything, right now? And it's completely possible that there's nothing they can do. But let me illustrate the environment with a few things that happened yesterday, each of which points in a really scary direction. First of all, probably the big one from an American standpoint is U.S. stocks tanked while bond yields soared. Mm-hmm. And those two things are not supposed to happen together, because usually when, you know, when the stock market tanks, people pull their money out of stocks and they get into bonds, which are perceived to be safe. But with bond yields soaring, what we've got is the stock market pointing towards deflation. In other words, a slowing economy, lower corporate profits, lower stock prices, less wealth, while the bond market is pointing towards rising inflation. Now, you put those two things together and you get stagflation, which is a horrendous environment, both for individuals and for sitting politicians. So that would lead to chaos if that's what we've got. And yesterday, the markets screamed that that's what was coming. Now, over to Japan, the Japanese central bank likes to peg its interest rates. In other words, they'll say, we'll buy as many 10-year Japanese government bonds as it takes to keep the yield at a given level. And they've always succeeded at that, even though it you know, forced them to print a lot of new yen. They got away with it. Well, they're trying to do that with the 10-year bond at 0.25% right now. And the market is pushing back, and it's not working. The current yield on that 10-year bond is 0.259%. Mm-hmm. Which means people are selling more bonds than the Japanese central bank can buy.
Wow.
And if they have to step up, that means they have to print even more yen, which, you know, is the slippery slope that leads down to an inflationary crash. And Japan is, because they've taken on so much debt, the Japanese government is the most indebted per capita government in the history of the human race. Mm-hmm. So they're primed for a major financial disruption. And this is the first step. When they try to do something at the central bank level with interest rates and the markets refuse to accept their guidance. Third thing, cryptos crashed yesterday. They're down in total. The crypto universe market cap is down from $3 trillion to $1 trillion in just the last six or so months. And that's leaving a lot of leveraged players in that space very exposed. In other words, they borrowed money to buy Bitcoin, for instance. And now Bitcoin is below the price at which they're going to get margin calls, which means a lot of big players in the crypto space might go bust here in the not-too-distant future, which would force them to sell their cryptos, which would make it go down even more. So, yeah, you know, this is very possibly not the end of the crypto carnage with ramifications all over the economy. Now, the big one, really, because it's happening tomorrow, is the Fed is poised to raise interest rates dramatically, maybe, in the face of an equities bear market. And that's something that never happens, never in our adult lifetimes. Mm-hmm. Has the Fed done something like that? Because normally, by the time equities are in a bear market, in other words, when the broad market averages have dropped 20%, the Fed panics and they go back to easing. Mm-hmm. But they're just ramping up their tightening now because they waited too long and because inflation is now spiking and they don't have a choice. You know, like you said, 8-9% inflation, Fed has to tighten into that. But the stock market is tanking right now, and the Fed has to tighten into that as well. So who knows what that does to equity prices? And that's tomorrow. We're going to find out what they do.
Yeah, and it seems as though the Fed or somebody, the Fed leaks information out through its some of the people it has contacts with to try to get the market to not to be totally shocked when news comes out, Fed rate decisions are made and so forth. And it seems as though the market's sort of been primed for a 75 basis point hike tomorrow. And maybe that's going to happen. Maybe that's what's driven made the market so weak, the equity market so weak, the bond market so weak in the last couple of days. But somebody suggested that maybe that's just a bit of propaganda, and maybe what we'll see tomorrow is a 50 basis point hike instead of a 75, and everybody say, whoopee, we're off to the races again.
Well, that would work for stocks, I would think, but will it work for the bond market? Yeah. Or would it spike interest rates because it's a sign that the Fed is just not going to try to take inflation on at this point? And so we'll see. But yeah, I think we're at the point where there is no right answer for the Fed. You know, there's no solution to their problems, but we still don't know what they're going to try and what the short-term effects on the markets will be of what the Fed does. But they're, you know, we have to stress this. The guys running the Fed are not very smart, and not in terms of IQ, but in terms of understanding their jobs. They really don't know what they're doing because they've never had to understand their jobs. All they've ever had to do is push interest rates down and create a lot more money and give it to the big banks. That has been the sum total of the Fed's job, again, for our entire adult lifetimes. And now all of a sudden, they've actually got to navigate uncertain markets. And I don't think they have the slightest idea what to do. Yeah. So, you know, expect stupidity out of the Fed, which leads to market chaos. That's the only thing you can say with certainty about what's coming.
Yeah. Well, they do know what Paul Volcker did in 1979, 1980. The current chairman is well aware of that. In fact, has even talked about being the second coming of Paul Volcker. But things are so much different than they were then, John. With only a minute left, what do you think the chances are of him really being able to get his arms around this thing and stop, you know, get control of inflation? Maybe there's a lot of pain involved with a deep recession like we had in 1981, but maybe they can get control of it and we'll be off to another several decades of peace and prosperity.
Well, we might be on the verge of a deep recession already, you know, with stocks tanking and, mortgage rates are now 6%, which is going to implode the housing market.
You would think so.
So, you know, it could be 6 months from now. We're worried about deflation and not inflation just because the market is collapsing. And you know, we can't know that because that is kind of, you know how they say in climate change, it's not global warming anymore. It's climate change because it might be cold. It might be warm. You know, chaos. That's what they're predicting. Well, same thing in finance now. You can't know whether the future is inflationary or deflationary, but you can say with certainty that it's chaotic. Yeah, and which is where gold comes in, you know? You want to own something that's stable and neutral in the face of that kind of chaos.
Yeah. Ultimately, gold will come through. It isn't looking too good right now. John, I'd love to talk to you more about it, but we are out of time right now. We'll catch up with you more on that issue, as well as Alistair MacLeod. Second half of today's show, Alistair's recent article was titled Recession, Prices, and the Crack-Up Boom, and presumably in that order. So you have a recession, and because of prices and interest rates rising to try to quell prices, but then according to Alistair, he doesn't think it's very likely, and we'll have unfortunately, something known that the Austrian schools call a crack-up boom. We'll talk to you more about that later, John. Thank you so much for your thoughts. They're very much appreciated, and I know our listeners will find them helpful.
Thanks, Jay.
All right, folks, we do have to go break, but don't go away. Quentin Henning will be right back with me to talk about Lion One Mining. They really have some exciting news you're not going to want to miss, so don't go away. We'll be right back with Quentin Henning.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
Lion One Metals is focused on high-grade gold in Fiji, led by legendary Canadian financier Walter Barikoff. Lion One is permitted for production and drilling for discoveries in one of the most exciting high-grade gold projects in the prolific South Pacific Ring of Fire. Lion One trades on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol LIO and on the OTCQX under the symbol LOMLF. Go to our website at liononemetals.com for more information about Lion One Metals and high-grade gold in Fiji.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.